I'm still trying to memorize it. But that's one, I think in these days, we need to memorize that scripture, and we need to find God in that secret place and get to know him as a daddy. Get to know him as your best friend. We're going to go to Psalm 61. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't put a verse down. For you have been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy, and I will abide in your tabernacle forever, or a tent, or a secret place. I will trust in the shelter of your wings. And we're going to talk about his wings. Psalm 90, here's Psalm 91:4, forgive me. Say, I told you it was out of order. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. David prayed when he was in the cave, when he was running from Saul. And he said, and in the shadow of your wings I will make my refuge until these calamities have passed by. So it's in him, it's in Jesus, it's in that secret place. Psalm 27, verse 5. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In a den, in a tabernacle or a hut, is what Strong said. In the hiding place or the secret place of his tabernacle, he shall hide me. He shall set me high upon a rock. When you were a little kid, did you ever want to run away and hide? Not just because you were in trouble, but maybe something scared you and you wanted to run, or maybe put covers over your head? Well, God knows who we are in the flesh, and he's giving us himself in the spirit when we come to know him and receive him into our spirit. A place he wants us to learn how to run to him and hide. Hide and bring him those things that make us afraid. And then Psalm 31:20. You shall hide them in the secret place of your presence from the plots of man. Is there a lot of plots of man out there? ISIS, politics fighting against each other. There's a lot of plots of men, probably to bring us, the United States, down. And God says that he has us in the secret place of his presence from the plots of man. And that's those of us that know him. You shall keep them secretly in a pavilion or a shelter from the strife of tongues. Even what they say about us isn't going to get to us. Psalm 32, 7 and 8. You are my hiding place. You shall preserve me from trouble. You shall surround me with songs of deliverance. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. Has anybody ever woke up with songs going around in their head in the middle of the night? Mm-hmm. I love that. Yep. You must be getting delivered from something. So when you ever have, you wake up and there's songs going on, you start singing them, those are songs of deliverance. God hides us under his wings. You know, birds do that. Chickens do that. And so I've got this little bitty bit that Tracy's going to play. I want you to watch it. Imagine this being your father. There's Daddy. There's Daddy with his little chicks. And this is what happens when trouble comes. You go hide under his wings. Now, we know that puppy just wants to play, but they don't know that. Isn't that cute? That's it. That's what I want you to see. You know, we understand that kind of stuff when we can see it, so that's the way he wants you to come and just hide underneath his arms. He's got so much for us. He doesn't want us walking around in fear. So another thing is, how do we come into his presence? How do we come into that secret place? Psalm 100, verses 2 and 4. Says, come into the presence, his presence with singing. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful and bless his name. So if you want to know how to get there, just start giving him thanks for what he's done for you. And you'll get to the secret place in no time. And then you can start talking to him. But always worship him and thank him.